When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're my best friend. This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
For my friends.
77 WABC.
This is a very close call, and I struggled for a long time with how to vote because there are elements of this bill I really, really strongly support. This has military aid for Israel. Israel is in the middle of a war. We should have provided this emergency military aid 6 months ago. In November, I joined several other senators. We forced a vote on the Senate floor to provide emergency military aid to Israel in November. And every single Democrat voted no. And every day since then, the delay in military aid has been because the Democrats were blocking it. I also support what they're doing on TikTok, but I can't support this bill ultimately because it gives money to Gaza. It gives money for the NGOs that are trafficking illegal immigrants. And it does nothing, zero, to stop the invasion at our southern border. That's got to be our priority.
You know, I got to shut off Fox News at this point, too. That was Ted Cruz. He's 1,000% right. I got to shut off Fox News, too. They're showing protesters gathering outside Columbia University. Why would they show that? That's exactly what these animals want. By the way, they're all fat and ugly, every one of them. You very rarely see a hot protester. They're just fat, ugly. They have no friends. They had nothing going on in their lives. And they're either going to shoot up a school or do this. So I guess this is the better alternative. So these are their friends now. This is their life. Wrap a kafir, a dirty kafir, around their neck and stand out of our institutions. Some get paid, some don't. But come in here and shut this off now. I won't watch it. They go from this to Lawrence Jones. He's out. You ready for this? A pro-Palestine bear in Wisconsin. Talking to two dopey young girls. And he goes, well, what about the Israeli women that were raped and the babies that were thrown in the oven? And the two girls go, and I quote, that was denied. It didn't happen. And even if it did, one of them goes, even if it did happen, that does not give Israel the right to kill civilians. We're not protecting Hamas. We're protecting civilians. And what they should know is that civilians and Hamas are separated by a pubic hair. Pubic hair. Because the Palestinians, the sweet, empathetic Palestinians, they teach their children at a very, very early age, like 7, to hate and kill Jews. So there's nothing I can watch. I can't watch CNN. I can't watch MSNBC. And now I can't watch Fox. Don't give these people airtime. These animals standing outside. Now, you want to give Mike Johnson airtime later and my buddy Anthony D'Esposito? Have at it. Go ahead. When they show up at Columbia. But don't show these idiots standing outside. They're getting television time. So now I got to go back and do, well, you know, what I usually do, which is just watch SpongeBob SquarePants or sports. Because this has become really intolerable, all of it. And Cruz is right about this bill. This bill sucks ass. Now, I'm sure Nicole Malliotakis is going to explain to me there's got to be some compromise and all that. I don't care. There's no compromise from the left. The Senate kicks everything right back. Takes them about 2 seconds. No one is going to convince me, not Peter King, not anybody, that giving $60 billion more to Ukraine, giving nothing to our border, and one-third of that to Israel is a good bill. Nobody. We'll see what Nicole Malliotakis has to say. Good morning, Nicole.
I voted against it.
There you go. See, this is why I love. This is why I love you. I told you this at the Capitol Grill in Washington D.C. I've told you this on this show many times. I'm not blowing smoke up your butt. You, Nicole Maliotakis, you are legitimately a great American.
Well, thank you very much. But look, I agree with you, Sid. I was very frustrated that this bill came forward, and we got it in piecemeal. We got it in different. Four different bills, unlike the Senate, who had to vote it as one package. But the Ukraine funding, we were told by leadership all along that it was going to be the Ukraine funding with the border security. And when it came forward with no border security, I could not support it. I mean, we have hundreds of terrorists coming to our border. Either they were caught at the border or in our interior. I'm very concerned about a terror attack happening. As a New York City member in a post 9/11 world, there's nothing more important than making sure our border is secure. And the other thing is, look what's happening in New York City. We're here, right? We see it every day. There are people who are here illegally. There are gang members. There are convicted criminals that are here illegally. The city refuses to deport them to work with ICE. So I think it's unconscionable to send more money without getting that border protection that we were promised this entire year. And that is why, you know, I had to vote no, breaking with my colleagues. But I think my constituents agree with me, the majority. They feel the same way as I do and are very frustrated by the open border policies of this president. And let's remember, 60 policy changes he made at the border. He has the ability to change it with a stroke of a pen. He can undo the mess he created, refuses to. And then Senator Schumer refuses to pass any of our measures, even the some that are really specific to convicted criminals being deported that even had bipartisan support in the House. Chuck Schumer won't take any of them. So to vote this legislation out without a single extraction to me was unacceptable.
Well, I'm glad you did it. I would have voted it down, too. I'm sick of giving Zelensky money. You know, I don't look at Putin as this real threat, not to Poland, certainly not to us. I mean, like you just talked about, we've got terrorists on our campuses right now. You know, a lot of these are dopey kids that have no friends, and they're looking for a cause. They're the same dopey kids that walked around the streets back during the George Floyd days. But some of these people are absolutely paid by people like George Soros. They are professional instigators, and they are dangerous. They will go violent like Antifa. So why am I giving all this money to Zelensky when I've got all these issues here?
Yeah, look, obviously, stopping Putin is important. I voted for previous funding. And I will say this, though. The United States has given three times what Germany has provided. They've given five times what the UK has provided. And Europe needs to also step up here. The whole burden can't be on us. And I think that's the point that President Trump made so correctly, was that Europe's on the front line. They need to do more. And obviously, we want to see Putin pushed back. If it goes into Poland and other areas, there are further ramifications for us. But again, this was a matter of principle for me. It was a matter of we were promised.
Let me stop you right there. What have you seen? What have you seen from this effort so far, nearly 2 years in, from Putin and this Russian army that says to you that they've been good enough, strong enough, powerful enough to start making moves into Europe? They've been inept. They can barely beat the Ukrainians with a lot more money, a lot more men, and a lot more weaponry. What have you seen from Putin? I'm trying to say it here. That makes him the such a dangerous force that he's going to take over Poland and Europe next. I haven't seen that.
Well, and I think the reason we haven't seen it is because there's been support. The weaponry, the ammunitions, the things that we've been able to send to Ukraine to push back. But again, my view is that we need Europe to be doing more. We shouldn't be giving five times what UK, a very wealthy country, has provided. And I agree with you on what's happening at Columbia being a tremendous concern. I'm actually going to be with the speaker later today, and you mentioned Anthony D'Esposito. We'll be together meeting with Jewish students, because we have real threats here at home. I mean, these Jewish students are being threatened physically, verbally. They've had death threats. There's professors on campus that have called the Hamas attacks awesome, without ramifications. We have professors that have praised Hamas and then were hired by the institution. So they didn't even do their own due diligence, or maybe they did and saw it and didn't care, and they still hired those professors anyway. So we want this president to resign. The president of Columbia University, President Shafiq, needs to go. She has shown she's unable to keep her school safe, her students safe. To go to remote learning for the rest of the semester is a disgrace. Think about what people are paying in college tuition. And the other thing I'd like to say to President Biden is that we should not be paying the student loans for these anti-Semitic, pro-Hamas students. Why are we paying student loans for these individuals?
That's a very good question. By the way, she's not going to resign because she's got support. So she's going to keep pushing. I was there Monday, as you know, with D'Esposito, Bruce Blakeman, Mike Lawler, and a host of others. We started this. She ain't resigning. You know, they got worse, the protests. You'll show up today with Mike Johnson. They're not going to calm down the protests. There's going to be a big march tomorrow night. Nothing's going to change. I mean, nothing's going to change.
I agree with you. I believe she will end up resigning, just like we saw a number of other university presidents do. I called for her to resign with Elise Stefanik on Monday. We all did a letter, the 10 of us from New York. And I think that you're seeing now big donors pull their money out, saying they're not going to support the institution. This is going to be a problem as long as people continue to do what we're doing, right? We're going to see Speaker Johnson there today. I'm sure he's going to join our calls for her to resign.
I'm sure he is. And you'll probably get Donald Trump there at some point, too. But my point is this. The Harvard president, Gay, they got her on plagiarism, some other charges. By the way, she's still getting paid. So we didn't get a total win there. She makes nearly $1 million a year. She's still getting paid. At least did a great job, but we didn't get a total win there. The lady at Pennsylvania, same thing, makes about $800,000 a year. She's still getting paid. So unless we start to find some other stuff on this reprobate, the president at Columbia, she's going to hold on as long as possible. And even if they do ask her to step down, they're going to pay her. That's not a win for us. We need to fire these people, take away their payday, and make them miserable.
You sound very angry today. I agree with you. But look, let me say this too. I think the other thing the House needs to do is pass a package of legislation to hold these institutions accountable. I have two bills right now that I believe would really go a long way. One would strip federal funding from these institutions if they allow for this anti-Semitic activity. If they promote it, participate in it, allow for it to take place, which is exactly what's happening at Columbia, and also not holding those professors accountable who actually went out there with pro-Hamas statements. That type of anti-Semitism, we need to strip federal funding from those institutions. I have a bill that would allow for the Secretary of Education to do that. And cool. The other thing is we need to strip visas from foreign students who are participating in these anti-Semitic events. I would love to know how many of these students are from other countries that hate us, and they are here, privileged to be here, to go attend an American university. Those visas need to be stripped if they are making these types of threats to other students on campus. And hopefully we'll see Mike Johnson bring a package to the floor that will do this.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
If you had an accident, trust Gabu Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabu Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabu Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation. Or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
I agree with you, and there are a ton of them that are not from here, and I am pissed, and I am angry. You know, this whole thing turns into, oh, look, I'm outside Columbia like everybody else. I'm part of a march. Becomes like a tourist spot. This is not a joke. This is not going to Rockingham to see where O.J. Simpson killed his wife and the waiter. People need to be pissed. This is not a big kumbaya party for people to march up and down the streets as if they care. I mean, I'd like to see these Jewish students fight for themselves, but the truth is they're not there. I mean, you guys are going today to talk to the Jewish students. There's like 5 on campus right now, 5. They all went home for Passover. I'd like to see the Jewish students come back at some point and get in the faces of these pro-Palestinians. It's great when Sid goes. It's great when Nicole goes. It's great when Johnson goes. But what about the Jewish students fighting for themselves? We did this in the 1930s, and the Germans nearly extinguished all of us.
Yeah, no, honestly, Sid, I never thought we would see this type of anti-Semitism within the United States of America. It is outrageous how this has flared up. People have really shown their true colors. It is scary to think that we would have people in our city flying the Hezbollah flag, chanting praise for Hamas, for Iran. Unbelievable, the anti-Semitism that we are seeing in this city, a city that is so diverse and has been welcoming of people from all around the world. This, the way that this has shown where people are, is a very scary, and I think it goes to the root of the issue is our education system. What are these young people being taught in these schools? The TikTok issue, right? People, young people accessing misinformation, disinformation campaigns on social media. This is what has been such a tremendous discussion in Congress this year, and that is why we're going after the TikTok. But that's just a part of the problem. And President Trump actually did something remarkable, which was he put together a plan to stop this indoctrination of our youth in schools. It starts at the public school level. We see it in New York City, the indoctrination of our youth, and that's really where this has to start. I think I would probably say things are very different in this public school system in New York City, run by Democrats, than it is in a red state. Probably a better quality of education you're getting in a red state.
Much.
And what I would say is that this is what President Trump tried to get a hold of with the federal Department of Education, and that's why we need him elected and to come back, because all the things that we are upset about right now, he tried to address, right? He was addressing the border, he was securing the border, he was stopping this congestion pricing, he was stopping heroin injection centers in our cities, the indoctrination of our youth. He was going after and putting things in place to address all of it. And that is why we need him back, because this president, President Biden, has only undone any of the progress that we were making.
You want the ultimate irony, Nicole? Here it is. I'm going to promise you, I'm going to guarantee you that the parents of these Columbia students, and these students as well, if they're old enough, I'm going to promise you the overwhelming majority vote Democrats, because that's what Jews in New York do. They're my own people. I love them, but they're killing us. Our biggest problem are our own people. I will guarantee you they vote Democrat. And guess who shows up on the white horse to try to help out their kids? Conservative Republican talk show host Sid Rosenberg. Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis. Republican Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. S. D'Esposito Republican. Lawler Republican Blakeman. That's who's showing up. You're not seeing Eric Adams standing outside. Stop this. He tweets. You're not seeing that wench, Governor Hochul, standing outside. She tweets. You're not seeing Chuck Schumer, that asshole, standing outside. He says nothing. Who's out there for these people who vote Democrat their whole lives? Us, Republicans.
Yeah.
It's not the ultimate irony?
It really is, and this has sort of been the plight of us, the few Republicans in New York City, is trying to educate people about how the policies that they hate most in our city and state have been brought to us by the Democrat Party. The reason we have bail reform brought to us by the Democratic Party, the reason we are continuing to fight this congestion pricing and we are having trouble, why? Because of the Democrat Party. The reason we are upset with homeless shelters and migrant shelters on every block because of the Democratic Party. They have dismantled the programs that were working under Rudy Giuliani, the things that transition people to being self-sufficient. So all these issues, whether it's the border, whether it's the migrant crisis, again, congestion pricing, you name it, the anti-Semitism that we're seeing being unchecked, coming from the far left, again, brought to us by the Democrats and the far left radicals in our city and our country. And the more people recognize this, I do believe we're going to flip seats. We've done it. Look what happened in Nassau County. All right. You flipped the county executive. We have Bruce Blakeman. You flipped the congressional seat. We have Anthony D'Esposito, the entire county legislature there, the DA as well. Staten Island and Southern Brooklyn in my district, we flipped four assembly seats. Not too long ago, I was the only Republican representing any level of government in Brooklyn. Now there's seven of us. Okay, that is significant. And it is because we are going out there, amplifying it, educating people about who's responsible for these disastrous policies. And I hope that people will, they're upset, they're angry, they don't like what's going on with crime, with the migrant crisis, that the fact that their tax dollars are being given to people who just walked into the country last week, while we're struggling to keep a roof over our head, to pay rent, to feed our families. If they're not happy with that, they need to stop voting for the Democrats at the city, state, and federal level. That's it. I mean, the one person that is – there's two people, actually, that are stopping us from securing the border, okay? It's Chuck Schumer, President Biden. President Biden can do it on his own. He did it on his own to create this disaster with 60 policy changes. Chuck Schumer – won't pass a single bill, even the ones with bipartisan support that have come out of the House. The two of them are the ones responsible for the crisis that we're seeing, and they need to be held accountable.
Dejo, too, is still on Schumer's desk. Final 60 seconds. The only thing I do like about the bill, and again, I would have voted down just like you, so congratulations, is putting the gun to the head of the Chinese to either sell TikTok or will ban it in the United States. I do like that part of the bill.
Yeah, look, it's important. I mean, it goes to the root of the issue of these young people being indoctrinated and the CCP using the social media platform to not just take private information of Americans, but to give misinformation and indoctrinate our young people. It is all part of their strategic plan to dumb down America, right, to make us weak. It's also why they're sending fentanyl through the southern border. They're sending it to Mexico, then they're coming over our southern border because, again, they want to, especially our military-age people, to not be able to be in a position to defend this country. I think it's all connected. And the other important piece of the legislation was this was the part that I did vote for, right, because it put sanctions on Russia and Iran, but particularly Mike Waller's piece, which I'm a co-sponsor of, the SHIP Act, which would actually go after the oil that communist China is purchasing from Iran by sanctioning any entity, foreign entity, that is helping to produce, refine, or transport it. Very critical, because we know that's what's enriching Iran. That's where this administration has failed, waiving so many of the sanctions, the ending the maximum pressure campaign on Iran and enriching Iran to be able to fund Hamas, Hezbollah, or the rockets that they're using themselves. So I think that was a big win for us to get that across the finish line.
Agreed. Mike Lawler, the SHIP Act. Hey, Nicole Malliotakis, that was a great conversation. I'm really not angry. I'm actually, you know me very, very well. We've socialized. I'm a very easygoing guy, but I guess when it comes to this stuff, I really am pissed. I've seen enough. The fact that we are negotiating, we're negotiating with terrorists, these animals on our campuses. Like I said earlier, send in the cops with a bunch of baseball bats and rip down these tents and beat the living daylights out of these people. No, no, no. We're negotiating. It was so nice of them. Another 48 hours. Get them the hell out of there. What are we doing?
Yeah, there used to be a time where the administration of these schools actually set the rules and enforced them. And you actually had to do what the rules of the campus were, right? That's what it was when I was in college. That's why this administrator, this president of the university has been so weak and needs to go. And I believe that we're going to get her to resign.
Good.
Because it would be nice if Schumer and all these characters helped. But again, once again, the Republicans are the ones who are doing right. What's right and doing what's That's needed right. to restore order on America's campuses.
Damn right. Well, good luck, because I want this lady out more than anybody. Good luck with Johnson and D'Esposito today. Great job on the bill. And we will talk again and see each other very soon. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Nicole Malliotakis right there, one of our fine congresspeople. Great congresswoman out of Staten Island and Brooklyn.